Well, Mr. Brady, another month, another disappointing jobs picture.
Well, it is disappointing. We've lost another 95,000 jobs in America. The economy isn't getting worse, but it's not getting better either, and that's not good enough. The president is stuck on the stimulus while Congress continues its job-killing agenda. And the question is, how many more of these disappointing jobs reports will American workers tolerate before they demand a change in Washington? The American public's lost confidence in the president's ability to handle the economy, so have job creators along Main Street. You know, if the policymakers in the White House and Congress refuse to change their failed economic policies, then perhaps it's time to change them. November, I think, is a good time to start.
Meanwhile, we also learned that government spending seems to be rising faster than just about anything.
It's hard to believe. With such dangerous deficits, Congress is actually spending more. We looked a little deeper in the White House's claim that the deficit is shrinking. The truth is, spending has grown by almost 9% in the federal government this year. It's actually accelerating in size rather than shrinking with these dangerous deficits. The only reason they caught a break was that the TARP payments were lower than expected. The truth is, as taxpayers, we paid $26 billion more this year in interest payments on all this debt than we did the year before. That's bigger than the NASA budget, just in growth. So this debt is growing, and it's growing dangerously.
Well, certain members of Congress and the president believe that the solution to that dangerous deficit is to tax the rich. Do you see that as an option?
The president says he needs to increase taxes on the wealthy, on professionals and small businesses, so he can reduce the debt. But a new study of the seven major bills the president and this Congress has signed into law undercuts that claim. The president and Democrats in Congress have increased taxes already by $625 billion. Not a dime went to reduce the debt. All of it went to new spending, plus some. In fact, for every dollar in new taxes, they spent almost $2. Without exception, every tax increase was used to expand government and spending. Not a dime was used to reduce the deficit. It raises the question, given their track record on using every tax increase for more spending, do you trust this White House and Nancy Pelosi to use tax increases to lower the debt? The answer clearly is no.
Meanwhile, we know now there will be a lame duck in November, and we will also see quite a few earmarks. Is that right when they haven't been debated at all?
It's not right. House Republicans and I sent a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging no earmarks be included in whatever that massive spending bill that's going to come out of the lame duck session. Right now, there's an estimated $3 billion of Democrat earmarks in that bill. We don't think earmarks ought to be snuck in behind closed doors at the last minute, driving up pork and driving up the deficit. It's wrong. A lot of bad things can happen in lame duck session. These new earmarks are part of it, and we've got to stop them.
The Oil Spill Commission released a report that shows a lot about how politics come into play. And I have to ask you, would the government have moved faster on cleaning up the oil spill if the public actually knew how bad the situation had been?
It's disturbing that the Independent Commission on Oil Spill revealed that not only did the government underestimate the flow and the damage from the spill, but they blocked their own scientists from sharing that information with the public. The American public trusted the government to respond quickly and accurately to that spill. It turns out they didn't. It raises the question, if the public had known, would the government have acted more quickly and more decisively to stop that spill rather than hiding the facts and the truth from us?
In the same week the Westboro Baptist Church case went before the Supreme Court, some of their members came in to District 8 to protest at a soldier's funeral.
Well, Sergeant Calvin Harrison is a hero from Texas, from our congressional district. His grieving family is having a tough time. My belief is that instead of using another American hero's funeral to score political points, this group would better serve God by praying for Sergeant Harrison and his family. It's outrageous. Their flyers say thank God for IEDs, claims that when TAPS is played for Sergeant Harrison, he will be played for a fallen fool. As a brother of an active duty soldier, that sickens me. Sergeant Harrison gave his life for this country, and he and his loving family deserve better than this circus at his funeral.
This sounds like a Monty Python skit, but apparently a lot of stimulus checks went to people who Well, they're not alive anymore.
Government just keeps wasting money. 90,000 stimulus payments sent to people who are either dead or in prison. And we only found this out because the Inspector General did his job. If you ever wonder why most Americans have lost confidence in this White House to get a handle on this economy, this wasted spending and the stimulus, along with all the other wasted spending stimulus, is the answer. It's just too bad Washington won't listen.